Welcome to Anakazo Assembly's Emmanuel Cathedral with Bishop Jude Orakatete. The servant of God will inspire you with the practical teachings of the Word of God that will bring healing to your body, soul, and spirit. Now, today's message.
Bless him.
Many times we are the ones who are not faithful. But God is faithful.
I am teaching
about loving God. Hallelujah. And the scripture
is Matthew chapter 22, and we are reading from verse 35. Matthew chapter 22. The Bible says that then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question. Tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." On these two, meaning that when these two commands are operating in your life, it's almost like you don't even need to hear, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Because when it is operating, "Thou shalt not commit adultery" will be automatic. When you are operating in this law, "Thou shalt not lie" will be automatic. When you are operating in this law, "Honor your father and your mother" will be automatic. When you operate in this law, "Serve the Lord, have only one God, Him alone shall you worship," will be automatic. I mean, when you love Him, nobody needs to tell you that you should have no other God. I mean, once this one is operating, it is automatic. Once it is operating, it's almost like you don't need anything to be said to you anymore. Hallelujah. And you see, I want to even go further and say that once the first law is operating, the second law is automatic. Because the Bible says that, how can you say you love the Lord whom you have not seen when you do not love your neighbor whom you see? So even when the first one is operating, the second one is automatic. If I truly love God, I will love my neighbor. That's what the Bible is saying. If I truly love God, I will love my neighbor. If I truly love God, I will not want evil things to happen to my neighbor. When I love God, can I be honest with you? When I love God, I cannot even pray that God should kill my enemies. When I love God, the same enemies that Jesus died for, the same enemies, you think Jesus died for only you? Your enemies as well. He didn't die for only you, your family members, and your friends. He died also for your enemies. Hallelujah. So when it is operating, you dare not even pray that God should kill your enemies. Am I preaching to somebody? Yes. This is one of the things that should be the emphasis in the church. Because the Bible says that on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. From Genesis to Revelation, if you want a law that holds all of these things in place, it is this one. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody? And let me tell you something. Anytime Satan comes into your life to try to fight you, he's fighting this law. If he can take away love for God, He's done with you. Oh, yes. If he can take away love for God, he's finished. Oh, yes. See, that's why I read to you on Wednesday from Revelation chapter 2. When the Bible says that you do this, 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 you do this. But I have one thing against you. You have forsaken your first love. You see, even though the person was still moving in the motions, doing the things, dealing with issues and all that, God realized that once their love has been touched, it's just a matter of time. Oh, yes. You can be sitting here tonight, but if the love has been touched, it's just a matter. You'll not be here again. You'll not be here. Hallelujah. And I believe that that is why God gave me this message. Because I was wondering, what am I going to talk about? But God gave me this message not even for here. I'm going to preach somewhere else. And I was asking God, what should I, when I go to? And God said this. Then I felt, my church also needs this. And I said, but when am I going to preach it? But then I said, when am I going to preach it? Because yes, my church is, but when am I going to preach it? So when this thing happened, I said, God, you are showing me when to preach it. You are showing me when to preach it. Hallelujah. Because that is what, look, everything we are trying to do. But center, regional director, center minister, singing in the choir, come for rehearsal. I mean, when you love God, coming for rehearsal should not be a problem for you. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I will not lie to you. When you love God, coming for rehearsal will not be a problem. When you love God, coming for a convention will not be a problem. When you love God, coming for a prayer meeting will not be a problem. When you love God, fasting and prayer will not, anything that he says, I am in the flow because I am operating by love. When the love starts getting finished, see, when husband and wife is there, and the wife has cooked, and the man comes, and the man looks at the food that the wife has cooked, and he says, today my feeling is not here. My feeling. Feeling a cup. And the anyway, my feeling him. A cup. Rather, today I feel for this. You see, when the love is strong, the wife will look at you and say that, don't worry, I'm coming. When the love is getting finished, and only say when I open, na no power and can, and no person will be house, we be there, we see Bibia, na my Bibia as well, have it there. Mupesado, when the love is getting finished, Fanisa, Denisa, where am I to me? I am a buffoon. Wundia.
Chai.
Yeah. Am I preaching to somebody? We are not agreeing. Yeah? Are you here? You've gone home. Oh, yes. When the love is there, it's easy to do things for the Lord. You see, the difference between John the Revelator, who went and stood by the cross of Jesus, and the other disciples was love. The Bible says that, and the disciple whom he loveth See, love was speaking. When guns were flowing, when knives came, when clubs and everything came, loyalty ran away. But love stood there. Peter said, I am loyal. I will even die with you. But when knives and clubs came, loyalty ran away. But love. I said, but love. Love went all the way to the home of the high priest. When Jesus was being, love was there. On the cross, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, love was there. That is what will make you last in God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Are you here with God? And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? So now listen to this. They were asking for signs of the end of the world. That is the question they are asking. We want to see what is the sign of the end of the world. When you see this sign, then you know that the world is coming to an end. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, because we've been deceived for a long time. Look, have we not been in Ghana here that they told us that the end was ending? I remember as far back as in primary school. Is it 1986 or something? We heard that the end of the world was coming on a particular date. And strangely enough, on that day, the whole of Ghana was black with clouds and it rained heavily. So when we saw the clouds, it is true, the end of the world has come. That is 1986. We are standing in 2023. Almost 40 years. The end of the world still hasn't come. Then we were told in 2000 that a certain storm was coming to hit the earth. And when it hits the earth, the end of the world will come. The stone didn't come. Hallelujah. So different types of prophecies about the end of the world has come and has gone. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you. Hallelujah. Then let's jump to verse 9. Hallelujah. Then he began to show us. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. You see, when you begin to see this thing happening, then now you can see that really, really, tell you the end is coming. You see, so he said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. This thing is started not today. Christians of old have been killed. You see, it's like now there's even Christianity. We have, it's cheap. Now Christianity is cheap. People have died for what we say we believe, you know. People have died for it. People have been chewed by lions. Yes. People, I heard the testimony of some people who were arrested in Russia. They were Christians. Christians were arrested in Russia. And they marched them, they took them to Siberia. Now, Siberia is one of the coldest places. Now, with temperature 15 degrees, I will say, I want you. The air condition we use in the office, when you come for pastor's meeting, the air conditioner that I put in, the lowest temperature is 16. Because of that, some people, they don't sit on certain chairs because the AC is directly on them, so they don't sit there. Yes. The old pastors. The humanistic pastors. Hey! Now, that temperature is 16 degrees. In Siberia, the temperature can go to negative 20 degrees. Now, they arrested this Christians and took them to Siberia, and they took them to a river that was virtually ice, and they stripped them naked and put them on the river, and the soldier told them, I am here. This is fire. This is blanket. See, one of the reasons why Russians, they drink a lot is the cold. You are drinking 12.5%. They need something stronger. What they need is not communion wine. They need something stronger. So the captain who took them said, this is fire, this is thick blanket, and this is vodka. Renounce Jesus, and I'll give you blanket. You warm yourself by the fire, and you get vodka to drink to quench the cold. Three pastors, they lined them up, and they were standing there, and they said, I will not renounce Christ. So now they were freezing. Then, you see, sometimes God, only God understands himself. We cannot understand the way he does his things. You see, because when they were standing there going through the things, if somebody's eyes should be open to see, whose eyes should be opened? The pastors. The pastors, their eyes were not opened. The Russian captain, the unbeliever Russian captain soldier, his eyes were opened. God opened his eyes. Yes. Ashopa. And as the three pastors were standing there, he saw three angels begin to descend from heaven. He saw them. An angel per pastor. And they were coming down slowly, slowly, slowly. As the pastors were dying, the angels were coming down closer. Then at the point, he noticed something funny that was happening. One of the pastors, when the angel comes down, then he'll go up. Then after some time, the angel will come down again. Then we'll go up. What kind of psychedelic angel is this? When the other two angels are coolly coming down, he there, when he comes, then he goes up. When he comes down, then he goes up. Then, before long, the first pastor fell down dead. And the angel, he saw this. The angel came and took his soul and his spirit out of his body. All of this, the Russian captain was seeing it. Then the second pastor died. Then the second angel also came down, carried him, gone. Then night was left with the third pastor. The angel was still doing up and down, up and down, up and down. Until finally the pastor shouted, I can't, I can't. He rushed, he renounced Jesus and took the blanket, warmed himself by the fire, and took the vodka. I hear the vodka is important. Then, the Russian captain was sitting down, and some other soldiers were standing by him with machine gun. Then, to the shock of the other soldiers, the Russian captain got up, stripped his clothes naked, went and knelt down on the river, and gave his life to Christ. Surrendered his life to Christ and told them that I believe in Jesus. And he also stayed there, froze to death, and an angel came and took him away. This is the Christianity you and I are enjoying. This is the price that people have paid to serve God.
Convention, the answer into me back convention. But John, in fact, for them, he said, and I'm a real warrior.
Yeah? This is what people have gone through for the faith.
People have been chewed by lions.
You see, when you get to that point, look, I can tell you that the only thing that will let you go through that thing is love. Love. That is the only thing. That's the only thing that will let you go through the pain.
Do you think it is nails that held Jesus to the cross? No. It is love that held him to the cross. Not nails.
Hallelujah.
Not nails. Love. Am I preaching to somebody? And the Bible is saying that then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
And then shall many, you see, and when the affliction starts, when the pain starts, when the suffering starts, when I came to church and the usher didn't talk to me well started, when I came to church and Bishop was preaching and then he shouted at me, start.
The Bible says that then shall many be offended.
Then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. See, that is why we have people in church who hate their neighbor.
Oh, yes, in church. Two of them standing on stage singing. Orange and Mioda. Yes, orange and Mioda. Seminam, Insumwa, Oniminena. Ojamwa, yes, Wakamiu. Meanwhile, then when she's singing, then she turns and she's there.
Hallelujah. Hate one another.
One day, a husband and a wife were in their house and they were quarreling.
And you know that when it comes to quarreling, the women have machine gun. They can spray.
And the men, they don't have ammunition. They have pistol.
So, they had quarreled and they were not talking. And the man was sitting in the hall watching television. And then the woman was in the kitchen. But when you are in the hall, the house is like, when you are in the hall, so that you can see what is happening in the kitchen. The man was there watching TV and the wife started singing.
I am under the rock. The rock is higher than I. Jehovah hides me. Hides me under the rock. Go tell my enemies that I am under the rock. Jehovah hides me.
Hides me under the rock.
The man was and you were suffering. So he positioned himself and began to spy the kitchen. Then the woman said again, I am under the rock. The rock is higher than high. Jehovah hides me. Hides me under the rock. Then when he got to go tell my enemies, she did this and pointed to the hall. Go tell my enemies that. The man said, what? Son, now I am the enemy.
So the man got up from the hall, went to the kitchen,
and gave the wife a knock. Bam! They started singing, we conquer Satan, we conquer demons, we conquer principalities, we conquer power. Everybody shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Why is it that the men are shouting hallelujah and then the women cannot say anything?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are not supposed to be knocking your wife in the house and say, shall betray one another. It was the Satan in her that you knocked. And shall hate one another.
Verse 11.
and many false. These are all signs at the end. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Verse 12. And because iniquity, so one of the things that shows us clearly is that sin shall abound. Lawlessness shall abound. You see, many years ago, I don't think that when people build their house, they used to do fence wall, electric fence, dogs, CCTV camera, security door. I mean, your house, then you fix bulletproof door. But you see, lawlessness is abounding. Look, those that old houses, they don't even have fence wall. They don't even have fence wall. People even sleep and they forget to lock their door. But now, even when you've locked their door, even when you've locked the door, they are forcing to enter. How much more you didn't lock the door? Lawlessness is abounding. Wickedness is abounding. Now, LGBTQ RST, they have more rights than believers. Yes, they have more rights than believers. Hallelujah. Lawlessness is abounding. And the second thing is that the love of many shall wax cold. That's why one of the things you will notice in the Bible is that Paul said clearly was a sign of the end time is that there shall be a great falling away. Many Christians will fall away. Why are they falling away? They are falling away because their love is finished. The love is finished. And that's the reason why they are falling away. That is why they don't want anything to do with God. And it's the amazing thing that many times they will not say that. Have you ever seen somebody who doesn't go to church who says he doesn't like God before? At least in Ghana. At least in Europe, they can tell you that me, I'm a Satanist. I worship Satan. But Ghana. You know me, people who say that me, I don't believe in God. Everybody believes in God. Including the person who has not gone to church for the past 10 years. He believes in God. Hallelujah. The love of many shall wax cold. And when the love gets finished, you see, when love gets finished, you begin to look for reasons to justify your wrong behavior. When love gets finished, you begin to look for reasons to justify your wrong behavior. So immediately you notice that the ushers, they don't talk well to you in the church. The ushers, they look down on us in the church. So we are not coming to church again. Hey. Last time the way Pastor David spoke to me, he says it shows that he doesn't respect me. That black pastor, he doesn't respect. That pastor from Sunyani, he doesn't respect. He doesn't respect. Am I speaking to somebody? All of a sudden, you begin to notice reasons. Bishop passed by me, didn't greet me. He looked into my face. Oh. I met him eyeball to eyeball like that. And he still passed and didn't say anything to me. Yes? When your love is finished and you want to go, you begin to look for reasons. And see, let me tell you something, in case you don't know, your love for God will be tested. You say you love God? You say you love God? You say you love God? It will be tested. Oh, yes. Anybody that you say you love, that love will be tested. That love will be tested. Hallelujah. To see whether it is in some of the love, it is not gold. It is aluminium. Do you know aluminium? Gold-plated aluminium. When it passes through fire, it just disappears. But you see, real love which is like gold, when it goes through fire, it is refined and it becomes better. I say it becomes better. When your love for God is genuine, when you go through trials and temptations, the Bible says, count it all joy. When you go through trials and temptations of diverse kinds, for the trying of your faith worketh patience. So you see, you may have just one attribute, but when it goes through the fire, many more attributes develop. Many more develop. Hallelujah. Am I preaching? And you see, I am preaching this because God is preparing us to go through fire. Now, the fire is meant to refine us. You see, in the book of Acts, when the New Testament Christians went through fire, when Paul arose and persecuted them, it didn't cause them to renounce their faith. Rather, it caused the gospel to spread. Because as they were running away from persecution, they kept preaching the gospel. They kept preaching the gospel. By the fire that came, it didn't kill Christianity. It rather spread it across the world. Oh, yes. And let me tell you, throughout history, you will notice that anytime Christians are persecuted, Christianity does not die. Rather, Christianity spreads. Now it is our turn. I say it is our turn. And a fire is coming. But that fire is supposed to cause the gospel to go far. It is not supposed to kill Christianity. It is not supposed to kill your faith. It is not supposed to end your belief in God. No. It is supposed to cause the gospel to spread. That is what it's supposed to be. When the pastors were left to freeze and they held on to their faith, they didn't need to witness. Their faith caused a hardened, unbelieving Russian captain to repent and give his life to Christ and die. A captain. Am I preaching to somebody? It is our turn. It's our turn. Are we going to fail Jesus when it got to our turn? Hallelujah. How will our love for God be tested?
Are you here, everyone? This is not a nice sermon for a convention, you see. You see, the main thing that should be important to us as Christians is quickly descending down our scale of preference. Do you know scale of preference? Where are the economics gurus? They come and explain to us what is scale of preference.
A scale of preferences, you have a list of all the things that you want to do. And the most important things to you are at the top. And as you go down, the less important things follow. For a Christian, love of God should be at the top. But slowly, it is descending quickly down the scale of preference.
Oh, yes.
Our needs are coming on top, and love for God is going under. Hallelujah. And if this is what is going to continue to happen, churches will be empty. Because there will be people who don't love God anymore. Anytime they go through a little challenge, they are out. But that faith, that love, it will be tested. Hallelujah. And you see, I think I've told you this before, that you see, love is not just a feeling. You see, there is the feeling part, but that's not the main thing. Are you here, God? There's a feeling part, but that's not the main thing. Love starts by taking a decision. You see, you decide who you will love. That's why in the olden days, our mothers, they were not falling in love. Their parents arrange the marriage. As you are born and you are walking around, your father and mother are going to see somebody's father and mother and arranged. You don't have a say in the matter. When you're of age, then they'll bring the two of you together and say that we have agreed. We the parents, we have agreed that you must marry each other. Anything? They married. Anything? They learned to love. Is it because you can learn to love? You can learn to love. Yes, you can. You can learn to love. Many ladies don't want to learn to love. They want to fall in love. They don't want to learn to love. They want to what? Fall in love. Patum. I hear falling in love means what to do? You fell inside. You fell inside the love. Are you here or you gone? But you see, love is a decision. You see, when I decide that I love you, what will begin to happen is that I will begin to look out for things about you that are pleasant, that will make it easy for me to flow with you. Yes. You see, that is why when you love somebody, it's like you can't even see the person's fault. It's when the love is getting finished that you begin to see the fault. When you see a married couple that always they are coming to the pastor for marriage counseling, the love is getting finished. So now they are seeing all the problems. Meanwhile, to when you were going to marry, they couldn't see any problem. They couldn't see any problem. Yes. Because around that time, the love was strong. Now we're falling. Now we're tall or don't know. It's not wishy. Yes. He's not seeing that you are a gun. Oh, yes. Do you know? Is it what she's saying? And you may think that she's joking. But is it, do you know that when I was dating my wife, it never occurred to me the trying. The first time I really saw her trying was when I took her to introduce her to my mother. And my mother said, she's this. I said, There's a falling. There's a falling. I hear Pastor David's wife never sees all that he was dark until recently. When the pastor's eyes said that he's dark before he realized. You see? You know, remember I told on Wednesday that there was rather something that I saw. I saw somebody who loved coming to church. I saw somebody who loved serving God. And I knew that, look, with where I am headed, this is the person who will help me. So things like her tribe and things didn't matter at that point. What mattered is that the vision I have, she has the same vision. That's all. That was the only thing that mattered. Hallelujah. Yes. The first time I noticed one, my mother said, she's from here. I said, There was a phone there. No, you see, but I'm telling you that, you see, the first step is a decision. I saw something that made me decide. Then I said, after you've decided that, you begin to notice things about the person that makes you love the person. So you decide. See, that's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Love your enemies. Is it easy to love? Can you fall in love with your enemy? Can you? Matthew 5, 44. Put it up. Decide. Decide to love. But I say unto you, love your enemies. When I tell you to do something, you do it when you decide to do it. Love your enemies. So take a conscious decision to love your enemies. Then when you love them, then you can bless them. Because when you don't love somebody, it's not easy to bless the person. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that care. Somebody who's cursing you, then you are blessing. No, you see, a classic example is when a guy loves a lady and the lady doesn't love the guy. The lady will do things to make the guy annoyed, but he doesn't even see it. Oh, yes. Yeah. You got the shawarma and then she used the shawarma to hit your face. But the next time you buy something else, you explain that, oh, maybe she's allergic to shawarma. So when she saw the shawarma, she's like, you're trying to kill me. So I won't buy shawarma again. Next time I'll buy fried rice and chicken. But I say to you, love your enemies. How do you do that? You decide that from today, I love you. From today, I love you. And when you love the person, now you can bless them, even though they are cursing you. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Is it easy to do good? It's because you have not taken a decision to love. That's why you can't do good. You love first, then you can do good. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them which despitefully use you. The person is misusing you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for him, Lord. Father, bless him, O Lord. Father, cover him with the blood of Jesus. Father, deliver him from all evil. Father, show him more love. Let your grace abound. Let your favor abound. Is that a prayer you pray for your enemies? Machine gun. That's what you pray for your enemies. Are you here or you gone home? But the Bible says, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, if we move away from despitefully using you to even persecuting you, then you love the person. Love the person. Do you know one of the signs that you now love your enemy? Should I tell you why? You forgive the person. You forgive the person. You forgive the person. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. When you love, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. See, when you love somebody, or Jimmy Sabbath, it is covered. It doesn't move you because of love. It covers a multitude of sin. And not only do you forgive, you don't even tell people about it. Yesterday, I was with Bishop Robert, and he quoted this scripture to me. I was talking to somebody, and I said, have you seen this guy? He's supposed to be preaching in my church. He's abandoned me. Then he said, the Bible says, love covers a multitude of sin. Now I can see that you don't love me. Are you here, Ibono? When you love, you see, for God so loved the world that he gave.
gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. While we were yet dead in our sins and transgressions, Christ came to die for us. That is love. That is love. That is love at work. The person is misbehaving, you are forgiven. That is love. Love your enemies. That is the only way you can go far with your enemy. The first step is love. A decision to love.
Oh, yes. You don't like my message? I think I want to go to Zimbabwe to go and preach this message. Oh, yes.
Love. And look, pastors, if you want to be a pastor, you must laugh. You must laugh. Because you will see annoying things, but you must laugh. You will see annoying things, but you must laugh. That is the only way you can continue to be a pastor. And your message will not change. And you'll be preaching and say, and the Lord cursed all of you. The love is finished. The love is finished. One day, one pastor was preaching in church. I think so. The church members had done something to annoy him. And he was preaching. And his gunners came. And he stood on the stage and lifted up his hand and said, boom. He insulted all the church members. His gunners came. Yeah. He stood on stage, yo. Unbelievers were passing, and they heard pull, and they froze. I mean, they actually froze. Hey, what is happening here? What is happening in the church? When you're a pastor and you don't walk in love, that is what you begin to do. Am I preaching to somebody? So love is not just a feeling. It is primarily a decision. Love can be taught and it can be learned. You can learn to love somebody. You can learn to love somebody. You can learn to love somebody. If love was automatic, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, verse 25 would not be in the Bible. Husbands, love your wives. If it was automatic. Look, to love your wife, you must decide.
Why?
I didn't mean can I also. But when you marry, you understand the scripture.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You must decide to love. It's a decision. You see, all about decide. But you see, when your wife is flowing and things, it's easy. But when you meet a certain type of wife, you will kneel down and say, Lord, fill my heart with love. For wives, it's easy to love them. Some it's easy. But some, you have to fast and pray. Are you here? No, no. That's why the Bible instructed the husbands. Husbands, listen to me. Love your wives. No else. Do you understand the preaching? Your wife, it is an instruction. It is a command. If it is something that is second nature, why will you be given a command to do something that is second nature? It is not second nature. It is not. So now husbands are being instructed.
Oh, yes.
Just as it is not normal for wives to submit to their husbands, so now wives are also now being instructed.
Bajo, my poor me. Oh yes. It's not easy.
Yeah?
It's an instruction.
You see, one of the things that tests your Christianity is marriage.
You see, your closest neighbor is your wife and your husband. Your closest neighbor.
You see, there are certain things that are annoying. But you see, because you are not close to the person, it doesn't move you. You don't even see it. Like you can't stand it when somebody puts his finger in his nose. And you've got to marry a man that when he's watching football, that is his favorite pastime. He's seriously doing fishing in his nose. Deep sea fishing, deep. And then the annoying thing is that you had your chips and granite. And when he finished, he put his hand inside the chips and granite. You see, when you see it, just remember that love is an instruction. Love is an instruction. And you see, and the reason why the commandment is there, because God knows that in the end, because sin shall abound, your love will get finished. So he's instructing us. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. God sent me here to instruct you to love him. That is the only way you can survive. That is the only way you can survive. To love him. Take a conscious decision to love. It's a conscious decision to love.
Hallelujah.
Are you here, Yvonne?
Now, I am going to quickly mention to you how your love will be tested.
Your love for God, it will be tested. One of the ways your love is tested is the attacking or delaying of God's provision and blessing for you.
Oh yes. People leave church and leave God because they are blessing and delayed.
I check. But it is a test.
Hallelujah.
Job chapter 1, verse 6. An attack or a delay. Job's case was an attack. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth. And from. See, Satan, when he wakes up, he's moving up and down. See, he's checking everybody's life. This one, I have to attack here. This one, I have to attack here. This one, I have to attack here. That's what he does. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then verse 9, and then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? You see, we should be careful that our love for God is not based on something he does for us. Because the day that thing is attacked, your love will be gone. But Satan said, this Job, I know why he loves you. He loves you because thou hast made an edge about him. Yesterday, I saw something. It is something that I have pictured in my mind. But yesterday, I saw it. I won't tell you. Hast not thou made an hedge about him? That's why he fears you. And about his house, and about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath. See, you must understand many times that God is not the one who touches the things that, but you see, he pulls away and allows the enemy who has been looking for you. That's what happened to you. God said, the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth. You see, if God has not decided it is time for you to die, Satan can't kill you. If you are under his protection, that is.
But if you are not under his protection, yeah, answer. You are on your own. Oh, yes.
So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and there was a day, and then now he started the attack. Killed 10 children. See, yesterday I attended a funeral. The funeral of a bishop who has lost her only daughter. Very young girl. And I was watching him and the wife. At the point, they were consoling other people who were crying. Can you believe it? Especially the wife. People are crying and she's telling them, it's okay, it's okay. And he said something. He said, if I tell you that it's not painful, I'll be deceiving you because it's very painful. Then he said something. He said, I have lost one. Job lost 10. Mine is better. Sometimes when you read the Bible, you don't understand the gravity. See, but when he said that, I started thinking. He said, I have lost one. Job lost 10. All in one day.
Oh, yes.
All in one day. So, cleared all the children, cleared all his businesses. I mean, he spoiled everything. Job was waking up in the morning as a rich man. By evening, he was poor with nothing. No children, no business, nothing. No cars, nothing. And to make matters worse, instead of his wife to come and comfort him, the wife says, curse God and die. You see, but that is what happens to people who don't love God for who God is, but they love him for his things. When the things are taken away, they curse God. They curse God. Because their love was never genuine. Their love was not because I love God, but because I love what he gives. And that's one of the dangerous things I see in the church today. We love what God gives, but we don't love God. We love what he gives, but we don't love him. Oh, yes. See, that is why one of the messages of God is that you pray for certain blessings and he doesn't give it to you. Because he knows that when he gives it to you, that is the end of you. Oh, yes. It is mercy. It is mercy. Oh, yes. It is mercy that you prayed and prayed and prayed for a husband. And God said, not now. Because knowing you, if I give you a husband right now, finish. Oh, yes. God wants you to know him when you are alone before he brings the husband. Because if you don't know him, your Christianity will be detected by what your husband wants. So go down. But when Job was attacked and all these things, the Bible said that Job rose up, rent the clothes, knelt down, and worshiped God. Is that the response of somebody whose everything has been destroyed?
Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. That is his response when everything was attacked and taken care. The love was not touched. The love was intact. The love was intact. You see, the reason why is the love was there before the things came. If the love came after the things came, when the things were taken away, the love would have gone. That is why you pray, God, give me this. And he says, not yet. Your love is not there yet. If I give it to you now, one day when it is taken away, your love will follow. Oh, yes. Attack him. And that is why, you see, delay. And you see, sometimes the delay, it is not God. You see, when you read the book of Daniel, are you here? Daniel chapter 10, verse 10. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. Verse 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. So you see, you pray though, God has released the answer, but the prince of Persia said, "Kia, I'll let you go." And because your love is not deep, by 18th day, we'll be full. By 18th day, night, you're done, son. We stood me 120 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Yes. Delays and attacks, they test your faith. When something is delayed, love God more. As I said, when something is delayed, love God more. You see, the delay is a training ground to boost your love for God, so that when the thing finally comes, it will not bomb you out. When it delays, love God more. You see, one of the things that happens is that when something delays, when finally it comes, you learn to appreciate what you have. What will brilliance and awunya? Are you here or you're going home? Number two, presenting an alternative blessing aimed at taking worship from God. Sometimes you are given what looks like a blessing, but it is meant to take worship from God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8. Are you here? Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. All these things going to come to Jesus anyway, but Satan was offering him shortcuts. Be careful about shortcuts. I said, be careful of shortcuts. It can lead you away from God. You see, when you receive a blessing, when you are not matured for that blessing, it bumps you out. Oh, yes. It bumps you out. It bumps you. I can tell you about stories of people who got premature blessings and where they are now. Premature. Bring an alternate and easier looking instruction to what God gives. Genesis chapter 3. God said, don't eat. Satan says, okay, I eat. Satan said, okay, I'll touch. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Read it. All of it is supposed to bomb you away. And then the last one is present an alternative, enjoyable system to what God presents. God is presenting something. Oh, this one is nicer, it's easier, it's better. That's why the Bible says, love not the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the... You can choose. You see, listen to me, church. Are you here? You have a choice. You either love God or you love the world. You can have both. A lot of decisions will be, you are choosing between the world and God. You are choosing between watching a football match and being in church. Oh, yes. You are choosing between watching an action movie or praying. Oh, yes. It is full of choosing between God and the world. God and the world. God and the world. You see, there are things that sometimes I want to say, but I can't say it. Because when I say it, I look like I am not from this world. I look like I'm from planet Mars. Oh no. Is it some of the things? Is it but there are things that I have a conviction about, and there are things that I have done, and I've seen the effect of them. You get it? One of the things that I have seen that I can't say it in preaching. Are you sure you want me to say it? Are you sure you love me after I say it? One of the things that I have seen is that you must get to the point. You must get to the point where, when you have to choose between work and serving God, you will choose God and walk away from work, and which will mean even difficulties. You see, but I told you that you don't like me after I said it. Oh, yes. You see, it is not easy. But is it? Give me Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You see, this scripture, sometimes when I read it, I shake. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Tribulation. Meaning that you are going through hardships, persecution because you love God. You were living in the house. Everybody loved you until you began to serve God. Now everybody hates you. It's called tribulation. It is called tribulation. And you can see that the only reason why the people don't like me again is because of God. What will you do about it? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation. See, and I'm telling you that in the season we are in, get ready for tribulation. Get ready for distress. Get ready for persecution. Get ready for famine. That is what is coming. Your love for God is about to be tested. It's about to be tested. I'm preaching to you and I'm preaching to myself.
Shall tribulation or distress, you are distressed about something, will it bomb you up? Many people have walked away from God and from church because of distress. Walk away from God. Walk away from church because of distress. Persecution. Mummy, dictionary. What is persecution? When we hear the word big, we think we know what it is, but we don't really understand what it is. The professor is here. Here, the professor is here. She just ask if you explain.
Persecution.
Is that what? Start.
Oppressing. Pressing together. Pressure, oppression, affliction, tribulation,
not a persecution,
distress, straits.
Now let me read what my dictionary says. A program or a campaign. Do you know a campaign? Do you know a campaign? When NDC they are going for a campaign, what are they doing? They are moving. Every day they are moving. A program or a campaign to exterminate. When you see persecution, they are trying to exterminate your Christianity.
Yes.
A program or a campaign to exterminate, drive away. The program is meant to drive you away from God. It's meant to drive you away from God. A program or a campaign to exterminate your Christianity. This first campaign to drive you away from God. Or subjugate a people because of their religion.
That's persecution.
And it's all because of your faith in God. So they want to exterminate you. They want to drive you away. And they want to subjugate you all because of your faith in God. The day you stop believing in God, all these things will stop. That is persecution. And Paul is asking, who shall separate us? And look at the things he's mentioning. Will you survive tribulation? Will you survive distress? That's why even doesn't appear in the list and you are off. Then when the things on the list come, what will you do? Or distress, or persecution, or famine. Famine means that there's no food to eat. When you are hungry, will you leave God? When you are hungry and there's no food, will you leave God? Those of you who can't fast, by 12 o'clock you are dying. Or nakedness. Naked, it means that you don't have clothes to wear. Those of you say that I didn't come to church because I didn't have any clothes to wear. I didn't come to church because I have only one trousers and one shirt. Wash and wear. Wash and wear. Of nakedness. Of peril. Danger. Will danger keep you away from God? Or sword? Paul had the strength to say this. Because when Agabus came and took his belt and bound himself and said, "That's here the Lord. This is what will be done to the owner of this girdle when he goes to Jerusalem." And everybody began to beg him and said, "Don't go, don't go." He said, "Why do you weep to break my heart? I am not willing only to be persecuted, but to die for his sake."
He stopped crying. There's no Otilo, you can go. That is why he can write something like that. That is why he can write something like that. Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. For thy sake we are killed all day long. For the sake of Christ we are killed. Can you say for thy sake we are killed all day long? We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Put your hands together for Paul. We are called to love him. But there's another point. The Bible says, not only are we called to labor for him, but also to suffer. Suffer for his sake. Suffering is part of the Christian package. Not only enjoyment. Not only enjoyment. Suffering is part of the package. Tell you, say, neighbor, suffering is part of the package. Suffering is part of the package. In fact, to be able to be a good Christian, you must embrace suffering. But sometimes the only way you can be a good Christian is to suffer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Sometimes the only way you can be a good Christian is to suffer. Ha! Bishop, them message I want to have any. And you have not made our Bible. Oh, yes. To be a good Christian, you must be willing to go through suffering. You see, be an anointed worship leader, you must be ready to go through suffering. Sometimes the anointing, it comes after suffering. Yes. When you want oil to come out of the olive seed, what do? You beat it. You beat it. You beat it. Then oil comes out. When you go through the tribulation, it will bring out the oil. Oh. Many of us don't have oil because we don't want to go through the beating process. The beating process is what brings out the oil. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready for some beating?
Oh, yes.
You can't do well as a Christian and not go through this. That's why the Bible says, count it all joy. You see, when you are going through it, you should be happy because something powerful is about to come out of it. I'm not saying it's going to be nice. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. That is why you need the love, so that no matter what happens, you will stay. You will stay. How do you think Jesus felt when he said, Father, I know that with you all things are possible. I know it's possible for you to let me swerve this thing. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, yes.
Church, it's time to love the Lord.
It's time to take a decision
love the Lord. To love the Lord.
If you don't love God, you will not survive.
That is the word that God gave me to bring to you. If you don't love me, you can't survive. Do you know what sometimes can make a woman who doesn't love a guy begin to love him? Is the person's love. That makes him go through things. And at the end of the day, the person, she will look at the person and say, ha, I love you back. Oh yes. I love you back. You see, because I've done things to you that should suck anybody, but it has not sucked you. Your love is genuine. God is looking for genuine lovers. I said, God is looking for genuine lovers. Sometimes the testings come to check the genuinity of your love. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody? I want you to lift up your hands tonight. Say, Lord, make me one of your genuine lovers. I want to be a John among the disciples. I want to be a John. I want to be a John. I want to be a John. Lift up your hands. Pray. Make me into a John. Make me into a John. May I be one of your lovers. Come on, I want to hear people pray. I want to hear you pray. I want to hear you pray. Make me one of your genuine lovers, Lord. I want to love you more. Mama yela makotora mashibe. Kaya mesantoya. Ramali kotoria rabushe kelebrede. Ramala mama shekatoria ramali mokose kete.
Makose terebre kaya mesantoya. Badiele.
Ramama mashabalo toriebe. Just want to praise you. Ah! we can just pray. Say, Lord, help me to love you more. Help me to love you more, Lord. Help me to love you more. Oh, yes. Lift up your voice. Reba la boko son de l'émanche. Love for God, you will find yourself working for Him. You will find yourself working for Him. When you are full of love, that you will be filled with the love of God. Your service to God will be out of love, not out of compulsion. Because you can serve God out of compulsion. Pastors, step forward.
Ah!
hear the Spirit of God say, love will give you a lasting ministry. Do you know that of all the disciples, the one who lasted the longest was John? He lasted the longest. They crucified Peter, killed James, killed John, everybody. John, they couldn't kill him. They tried. So the worst they could do is to bomb him and put him on an island where there was nobody. And whilst he was there, Jesus appeared to him. Tonight, receive love that will give you a long-lasting ministry. Your ministry will not be cut short. It will not be cut short. Lift up your hands and pray. Have an encounter that will redefine ministry to you. You will see God in a different light. And it will change how you do ministry. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Ramali Mokotori and Alamoshin. Rekani Motori and Alamoshin. Water flowing, and that ground is changing from brown to green,
and I hear freshness. Receive freshness. Freshness in ministry. Taking a deep breath. The power of the Holy Spirit. Taking a deep breath. Taking a deep breath. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Receive it. Receive life. 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 Maliba Kotoli Mama Mashiki. Rama Jesus. Life. 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 Everybody, stand to your feet. Lift up your hand. Now receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath now. Receive life. Receive life. Receive life. Yes. Yes. I see dead things coming alive. I see dead things coming alive. At the scent of water, you are coming alive. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Lord, breathe on me.
Receive it.
Breathe on me.
Oh, yes.
Holy Ghost, fire. Breathe on me. Lord, yesterday. Today I'm in need.
Fresh.
Holy Ghost power.
Breathe
on me.
Freshness.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me.
Holy that hinders your connection to him, may it tumble down now in the name of Jesus. The barriers to our connection, come down now in the name of Jesus. Come down now in the name of Jesus. Come down now in the name of Jesus. You are supposed to be flying, but you are walking. It's time to fly. Now, it's time. Mama Labo Sokotori and Lava Moshe. Reketola Moshe Brenda. Kamalino Tori. Ah, you are supposed to operate at a level that is above your enemies. But when you don't operate at that level, then they have access to you. But tonight, may you begin to move and soar to the level where you are supposed to be. That way, these little chickens that have been tormenting you, they cannot touch you anymore. Yes. Now, may the Lord place a new mantle on you. When God places a mantle on you, the mantle is impervious to the arrow of the enemy. Receive it.
Yeshua.
A new mantle.
Yeshua.
It is time to move. I have already placed so much in you. It is time to begin to explore what I've put on you. It is time to shine. It is time. Listen. Challenges of the absence of a grace. Sometimes challenges actually come because there is a grace, and the challenge is trying to stop it. But you cannot be stopped. In the name of Jesus. It's time to rise and shake yourself. Shake yourself. Remalimo kotori and la mama shiki. Rise up and be strong. For there's greatness ahead of you. In the name of Jesus. Malibra kotori and la mama shiki. Talara malimo kotori. Tali and la mama. In the name of Jesus.
Let the rain of your presence fall on me.
Let it back for Lord.
me more. Love me more than you see. Many times we don't do well in ministry because we don't love him enough. It's time to love him. It's time to love him. Don't hold back. Don't hold back because you are afraid you disappoint the Lord. It is the Lord who will work in you to accomplish his purpose. Go all out. Go all out.
Have your way in me, so that the world may see.
Now let his love fill your heart. Strong, strong. Strong.
Strong.
Strong. Strongly.
Into what you want me to be, and I'll be
changed. Eagles are supposed to fly. They are not supposed to run from the air. They are supposed to fly, not run.
Cause I need fresh.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, yes. My love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody who is in love, the person looks more beautiful and the person looks more handsome. May the glory of God begin to shine around you. Yes, thank you. Ah! Glory of God begin to shine. Shine around you.
So that the world may see that you are the potter. I am just a clay. So mold me and shape me completely into what you want me to be. And I'll be changed for me.
Thank you.
Lord, cover my life with the dew. A rain down refreshing. Oh, I need.
Are you hungry for the Lord? Lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. May the Spirit of God respond to your hunger for Him tonight. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, find those who are hungry tonight. Find them. Find them. Find them. In the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of God come upon you now. He's finding the hungry. Spirit of God, find the hungry. Those who are hungry for you. Those who are hungry, in the name of Jesus, find them, find them. Find them.
Set my heart on fire for you. I want to burn for you.
On your forehead.
I wanna see
we wipe it off.
Your face. I wanna see
and we rewrite
face. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, no,
the purpose of God. In the name of Jesus.
the children. Out of these little ones, God will raise an army. Don't be surprised when these little children begin to have visions and dreams. These children, let them be anointed to serve you, and bless them with diverse gifts. Let them be in your end time army, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open their eyes, open their ears, and open their hearts in the name of Jesus.
I want to see your face.
Yes, through me, God, through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me until I see like you see. Yes, through me, God, yes, through me, God, through me, open me up. Do your surgical work in me till I see like you see. Yes, through me, God, through me, open me up.
Let me cover your
surgical
work. Anoint them, Lord, and use them
till I see like you see. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. cannot stop it. He will try. But the power of God is too strong. Your power be superior to all other powers.
Mighty on your throne. You are 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 mighty.
May the enemy be defeated. In the name of Jesus.
You are mighty on your throne.
And now, anything that has been delayed, we expedite it in the name of Jesus. We expedite it in the name of Jesus. We expedite it in the name of Jesus. No more delays in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. You the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. And He alone is worthy of our praise. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. Him alone, Him alone. He alone is worthy of our praise.
Oh, candles, candles,
candles, candles, candles, candles,
candles, candles. That is going to abort the plans of God. May they be eliminated from your path in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Malimo kora malamasi. Emala ramaturia lamasha. Oh yes. Thank you. Kamalamasi. Mama Lima Sokoto, you will miss him by minutes and you will never meet him again. Lift up your hand. You came for a convention. And you are going home with something special. Your life is changing from today. Lord, this one is not going back home the same. By your spirit and by your power. Receive an impartation and a gift that will cover your children. When was the last time you saw a groom who is getting married Saturday morning coming for a convention? That's why God is also blessing you. Be special. Be special.
Like you, Lord, ancient of days.
And it is your hunger that brought you here. Receive it.
We won't be satisfied with anything ordinary. We won't be satisfied at all. Oh, we won't be satisfied with anything ordinary. We won't be satisfied at all. Open up the skies. Open up the skies. For the light rain. We the one blessed. We want you. Open up the skies. Open up the skies. For the light fire. We the one blessed. Open up the skies.
And he said, yeah.
Lift up your hand. Be special to God. Lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, we came here to encounter you tonight. And we are not going until we've encountered you in your fullness. Now!
Have your way here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch your people, Holy Spirit. Touch your people. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Right here in this place. Touch them. Touch them.
Sit down, me, why are you?
Jesus, we bless you tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
You are my promoter, you are my defender, you are my leader.
Father, we bless your name tonight. We could not have spent our time better. Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. Our heart is full of gratitude. Thank you for your outpouring of love on us tonight. Holy Spirit, we want more of you. More. We are not tired of you. Not tired of your presence. Not tired of your manifestations. Not tired of your touches. Touch us anytime you want. Manifest yourself to us anytime you want. In the name of Jesus. Let our lives be different from today. We honor and adore you. Receive glory. Receive praise. In the sweet name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the message. We look forward to your testimonies via our social media handles.